Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
God that did it. It was God's favor on our life. God did it. And you can't take him back. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beebs, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, called the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm so happy to have each and every one of you all. And let me tell you all right off the bat, I thank God for Pastor. Pastor sent me a text, and she said, on yesterday, let me be clear, on yesterday, she said, Pastor, today is Wednesday. And I kept saying it was Thursday, thankful Thursday. And she finally got me straight. But listen, I'm going to tell you something, brother and sister. I was so caught up. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. It wasn't that I forgot. It was that I wanted to be thankful Thursday. But I thank her for letting me know and for correcting me. And I do apologize to each and every one of you all if I don't mean to mislead anybody. I know I had said it was thankful Thursday, but brothers and sisters, it was Wednesday. And so the only thing I could come up with, it was thankful Wednesday. So, but I thank her for bringing that to my attention. God knows I appreciate it. But today is thankful Thursday, hallelujah. It is thankful Thursday. So, with that being said, we're going to ask Pastor Bill, if she'd be so kind, to open us up with a word of prayer on this thankful Thursday.
Amen, amen. God bless everyone. And Pastor, thank you for that song. Amen. You know, it truly is a blessing when we have God's favor. And I just, you know, listen to the words of that song. I have to go back and listen to it some more. But, yes, thank you for the song. And the scripture I like to share is coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter. And the 7th verse, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another thankful Thursday, thanking you for the listeners, those that are listening by internet, those that called in, thanking you for our pastor, thanking you for all those who participate, Father God. We give you thanks today, Father God. And Lord, we just ask that you bless each and every one, Father God, that the word of God may touch their heart as well, and that they will be thankful too, Father God, for this word. Lord, we ask that you would be with all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God. You know what they're going through. You know what they're experiencing. But we know that you're working things out for their good, Father God. And Lord, be with those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. And help us to stand on these promises, Father God. And Lord, be with those that are bereaved today, Father God. We know that you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, Father God. May they hear a word to comfort their hearts. And if their life is not with the Lord, that they will surrender and be a believer. And then not only be a believer, but be in the word of God and allow that word to illuminate in their hearts and be in the lining of their heart. Be with all those that are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God, because you made a way for me. You made a way for Pastor and others. And so, Father God, we give you thanks. Lord, bless our pastor. Continue to be with him. We plead in the blood of Jesus on him, his entire family. Bind up anything and everything that try to come up against him, that want to hinder the word of God from being set out into our hearts. And be with the listeners and those that participate, that we will receive this word in our heart. Father God, continue to have your way in our lives, and we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer.
God bless.
and brothers. Yes, today is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Thankful
Hallelujah.
Thursday. And we want anyone that would like to participate, just press one. Matter of fact, I'm going to just press one. And we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Anyone want to be part of this Thankful Thursday, please do not hesitate to press one.
Amen, amen. So he's God. But Pastor, you've been talking about the God upgrade, the God kind of love, and you know that upgrade. It means that, to me, it's saying that it's better now than it was before. And it was a scripture in Proverbs 21:21. And so from the King James, it reads, he that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth love, righteousness, and honor.
Yes.
And when I was reading that, also in the New Living Translation, and it reads like this, because it's talking about love. It says, whoever pursue righteousness and unfailing love will find life, righteousness, and honor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that because it ties in with that upgrade love that you've been teaching on, Pastor.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm gonna read it from the Message Bible also. That 21, okay. And it says, believe me, these truths that work. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm gonna finish reading that. this is in 22 and 21. It said, believe me, these truths that work and will keep you accountable to those who sent you. But that wasn't 21. I wanted 21, but since that one popped out, I had to go ahead and read it.
Okay.
But Proverbs 21 and 21 from the Message Bible says, whoever goes hunting for what is right and kind finds life itself, glorious life. So when we have that God kind of love, but God kind of love.
Say that one more time. Yes.
We find that glorious life. So again, from the Message Bible said, whoever goes hunting for what is right and kind finds life itself, glorious life. So I just wanted to share that because that just really just brought it, made it closer for me. It helped me to understand it a lot better as well. So back to you, Pastor.
Amen, Pastor. That's awesome. That's awesome. That
Thank
is
you.
Really awesome.
So he's God.
Hallelujah. You want to get us last scripture again, Pastor?
That was Proverbs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Proverbs 21 and verse 21.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That was awesome. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Well, listen, brother and sister. Anyone else want to be thankful on this Thankful Thursday? For any for any scripture, for anything. Just thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to thank the Lord for blessing me to see another day. He didn't have to, but he did. And my scripture mm-hmm. that I stand on is, by his stripes, we are healed. All you got to do is have that faith and believe.
Mm.
That's all you need. It will be done. That's what the words say. So I believe it. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
So I'm thankful, and I thank God for that pastor and evangelist Renee. Anyone else like to share? Hallelujah. Anyone else have a praise report? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to thank God for the prayers that have went out and pastor praying, and I've gotten some good reports, and God's still in the healing business. For those that may not know it, God's still in the healing business. And we're thankful for a lot of things. But as Evangelist Renee would tell you, he's still in the healing business. He's still healing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For those that don't know, he's still clothing the naked. He's still
mm-hmm.
feeding the hungry.
Fed.
Getting changed.
Amen.
What we get is not from the world. We really get it from the Father.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuff we get. And then that brings me to what scripture I'm thankful for. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor to read it out of the Messenger Bible. But I'm going to read it out of the King James Version. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not. The world don't know. They don't know. They don't know. Because if it had knew him, listen, brother, sister. The Bible said, because it knew him not. And I'm going to the second verse, too, since I'm here now. It said, beloved, now are we sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Pastor, what scripture was that?
1 John 3:1. 1 John 3:1.
Sorry. Thank you, Pastor. No, that's okay. From the Message Bible. What marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. But that's also why the world doesn't recognize us or take us seriously, because it has no idea who he is or what he's up to. But friend, that's exactly who we are. Children of God, and that's only the beginning. Who knows how we'll end up? What we know is that when Christ is openly revealed, we'll see him. Amen.
Amen, amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, that's powerful. Believe me.
Amen.
You have to consider what God did here. What manner of love that the Father gave us. He extended this love so we could become part of him, the kind of love he gave us, he said the world can't define that. And you go call God a lie. I mean, you can go through all these loves if you want to, the different kinds of the brother love, the brother kindness, the love for your church building, the love for your country, the love. I mean, you can even go as far as the love for one another in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That you still won't get it.
Say that.
He won't get it. You won't get it as long as you stay carnal, because God did not give you the carnal love. That's
all
the
right.
World love. That's how the world defines love. God didn't give you that kind. So you can say,
mm-hmm.
I pray God didn't give you that. That's man's word. That's not God's word.
Amen. Amen.
But, Leo, that's not God. That's not what he gave us. Listen, brothers and sisters, I'm gonna take this thing to the house right here. He said, pay attention. Consider this stuff right here. The Father put this on you. What kind was it? It's the kind that makes you sons of God. It's the kind that puts you in God's family.
Yes, amen.
As believers, our self-worth. Ooh, that's awesome, man.
Yes, it is.
You became a whole new different person now. I won't get on it today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of being thankful, but I'm going to tell you, it's all based on the fact that God loved us and called us his children. So
hallelujah.
If God is love and he called us his children,
yep.
And he put that stuff on us that we can't define. Mm. Try to define what the world was made out of, this earth was made out of. The best you can say is dirt. But define what's holding it in the air.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You can't define it. You don't know what that stuff is.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
The best we got is that we understand through faith that the world was framed by the word of God. So we know that God spoke this stuff, but to know the content within that, we don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
Amen.
Define this kind of love. And go ahead on
Amen.
And get mad. I'm sorry that blew you out the water. You can't define this kind of love.
Say that.
I mean, when you get through it, all your words and your definition, let me tell you what, brothers and sisters, we became members of God's family. He called
Hallelujah.
Us children. So whatever's in the parent is going to be in the children. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
I just want you to know I'm thankful for this scripture here. God's children in here. I'm going to get into it today, but I want to tell you, know that we are children, so you can be encouraged today. Know that we are children of God, and we live as Jesus did. And I give you a whole bunch of references, which I will tomorrow. Let me see if anybody here, I might give it to you today. But I give you a whole bunch of references, brothers and sisters. We are children of God. And
Amen.
You want to know what manner of love is this? It's the God kind. It came from God. It didn't come from a dictionary. It didn't come from an encyclopedia. It didn't come from a thesaurus. It came from God. Webster can't define this.
Thank you, Lord.
It's just like the word of God is so powerful, and the Bible says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Divine
Amen.
The soul and spirit. Go figure it out.
Mm.
Figure what's the difference between your soul and your spirit. Only the word of God can do that. They don't have no way of defining that. Neither do he have a way of defining his existence.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Every time they take it, they cut it down. The only thing they can't cut down as far as our existence is the word of God.
Yes. Amen.
So I'm thankful, man. I'm thankful for this scripture. To know that we are made out of some material that man can't define. Ooh, that just hit me right then.
Hallelujah.
Now, I know what the outward going on. The Bible said the outward man perish, but the inward man is being renewed day by day by that stuff God done put up in you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Can't be defined, brother and sister. And stop trying to just know that you got the God kind of love, if you got that kind. And that's the highest kind there is.
Mm-hmm.
And I go on and tell you this. We're peculiar people.
Yes, yes. Say that.
The world
say that.
Don't know who, you know, the world can't tell what's in you.
Amen.
Well, you know what, Pastor, you just did a God thing. Oh, they lying. They don't know what's in you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's their definition. But God put some stuff up in you that they can't define. The world can't even define it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's, matter of fact, it has become part of us. It's our lifestyle. It's our way of life now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, what he has bestowed upon us is his way of life, his lifestyle. How I know, because he called it, children of love.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
You love babies. Y'all love babies. I'm a love baby.
Yeah.
Anyone born of God, y'all didn't catch that. Anyone born of God,
mm-hmm.
they are
up, dog. Yeah. Amen.
We've been upgraded, brothers and sisters.
We're
enjoying a different culture all together. I'm going to have to wait till tomorrow to talk about it. I'm talking, brothers and sisters. We're not part of that society. That's why Jesus said, come out of the world. That's why he said, don't be part of the world. Because he wanted us to get into a different culture.
Yeah.
And the only way you're going to understand the culture, it won't be through no color.
All
now,
right.
Let me break this down to right quick while I'm still thankful. Now, anybody else want to be thankful, better come up with something. I'm going to break this down. See, what it is, a culture is different than color. You can be black. And the other person can be black and have two different cultures, even though your colors is the same.
That's right.
You can be white, and you can be black, and your culture is different. It's not a color thing, okay? So when I say color, when I say culture, I'm not talking about the color.
Mm-hmm.
Your culture, like for instance, white folks don't understand what it is for a black person to take a straightening comb.
Uh-huh. That's right.
That's culture, man. That's culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of white people culture, and I could tell a lot of things, I'm not pregnant. I'm just trying to show you what culture is. White folks, they can get certain kind of suntan lotion because they are so pale. They have to. There's nothing wrong with what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's their culture to make sure that they put something on their skin. They ain't going out there and living that sun. Mm-hmm. Because their culture. And it have nothing to do with them as white or whatever, but their culture. Now, if you're not part of that culture, you don't understand that. It's like Jamaica. You know, they have their own culture. You got some white Jamaicans, you got some black Jamaicans. But they have a culture within the culture. Okay. Well, here it is with us. Love is our culture. It came from God, people.
Thank
so we don't act like everybody else. It's a different society altogether. We have a different custom. We have different manners. We have different values. They're not allowed to lay their life down for their friends. We are.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
thank you.
Fact, our culture said we got to love them to hate us.
Yeah.
It's good
Amen.
To them that despitefully use us. See, that's the God kind of love. That's what God done put us in. He put us in his family. Different culture altogether.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What we say and not doubt but believe that the Father's going to do it is done. They don't have to live like that.
Amen.
Well, I'm thankful for that scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for that scripture. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. If not, we thank you all for Thankful Thursday, and we'll see you all on tomorrow.